One of the major differences is if you go back to the Hillary 1.0, her first version, the length of the document was nearly 1,400 pages. The length of this new document, her new plan, 10 pages with footnotes. That's it. I mean, it's not the original cost in 93, $331 billion over 6 years. It's nearly twice that, $110 billion a year. By the way, that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's going to be a lot more than that. Now, I want you to listen to this, because Hillary is very, very careful. Even the New York Times, which rarely gets a lot of this stuff right, they picked up on this. Wary of past, Clinton unveils a health plan. Now, what are they saying there? That she basically, she's not going to really tell people what this is about because she knows what's going to happen. So she is engaged in putting out platitudes, slogans, cliches, no specifics, no justification for her $110 billion a year figure. She goes on and on again. This is not government run. There will be no new bureaucracy. She doesn't want to be honest about what she's really proposing here. So what you have are carefully crafted, focus group tested wording about how she's going to try and sell this to you. And this is what they've come up with. Here, listen to this.
This is not government run. There will be no new bureaucracies. You can keep the doctors you know and trust. You keep the insurance you have, if you like it. But this plan expands personal choice and increases competition to keep costs down.
Now, putting aside the obvious manipulation here, this is purposely distorted. These are focus group phrases that they have come up with to manipulate the American people into thinking it's not really Hillary care. This is about pro-choice. Like, for example, it's like the pro-life, pro-choice argument here. If we just call it choice, people will find it more acceptable for themselves. Look, she has been the champion of the healthcare Titanic since 1993. And basically what she's recognizing here is she had to learn some lessons. And all she's doing is basically repackaging her old proposal with new rhetoric here in the hopes that we'll be dumb and we'll buy the new rhetoric. She now basically wants to frame the proposal as anti-bureaucratic, anti-big government. But yet, in the end, it's going to be exactly what she was proposing in 93. Now, in a lot of ways, conservatives ought to take heart in this. I think that means conservatives have won in terms of framing the debate. And she has to acknowledge this here. In other words, we're forcing liberals, at least rhetorically, that they've got to rid themselves of their embrace of big government.